Supporters of Blue Ridge Schools didn't just raise money for school programs last summer. They went inside and cleaned up.
It's probably from the garage sale.
These volunteers did summer cleanup at Snyder School in Farmer City after a student work program that used to do the work was cut. Supporters of the school district that also serves Mansfield and Bellflower fear that if tomorrow's referendum fails, the cuts will go even further. Brent Cortes serves on the SOS Our Save Our Schools Committee of the Blue Ridge Citizens Advisory Council.
This year, we're looking at, you know, a building closing. We're looking at 47% of our staff being riffed. This year, if this referendum doesn't pass, right now, it is just dire, because things that are going to start becoming cut at this point are going to be things that are going to have a lasting effect, very detrimental.
The Blue Ridge supporters say further school budget cuts would hurt the area's ability to attract new jobs and residents. But these supporters will have to convince skeptics like Sandy Manuel of Mansfield. She says putting more money into the Blue Ridge district would be like pounding sand down a rat hole.
You have to get a return on your investment. And to me, any taxes that go for education are supposed to be an investment in the future. And right now, the return is not good.
In Manuel's view, the Blue Ridge School District's academic performance is too low and administrative spending is too high. She says the proposed property tax increase, an additional $1.10 for every $100 assessed valuation, would be too much for farmers and those with limited incomes. But Blue Ridge School Superintendent Dr. Nancy Gibson says without the tax hike, the school board won't be able to avoid a continuing deficit.
You can vote yes, your taxes are going to go up. You can vote no, your taxes are still going to go up, because eventually we will hit our legal debt, the maximum legal debt that we can incur, and the state will take over the school district, and they can come in and set the tax rate at whatever they need to operate the district.
Gibson blames reliance on the property tax for her school district's money problems and the money problems of many other school districts. Dennis Verkler of the Illinois Farm Bureau says property taxes certainly add an extra burden to farmers trying to compete with low-tax farms in South America. But he says their main concern is how reliance on the property tax limits the quality of education.
When you then have an area like a rural area where most of the wealth, local wealth, is in property, but there's a limited ability to tax that wealth, there's just so much money you can get out of the property tax system, then the schools suffer.
The SOS committee and Superintendent Gibson agree with the Farm Bureau on changing the school funding formula, but they say a tax increase is needed for right now, and Sandy Manuel says she's just not buying that. She says the Blue Ridge School Board doesn't need more money. It just needs to make some difficult changes.
If they don't make the changes, if the people see that the quality of education does not improve and that needless expenses are not cut, then the board will probably be changed.
But members of the Blue Ridge SOS committee believe their district delivers a good education and has already made difficult spending cuts. Superintendent Gibson says they'll have to keep to a tight budget even if the referendum passes. And she says fundraisers for extracurricular programs may be needed for some time to come. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.